I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. If you ask me, that guy's going a little too fast. Okay, maybe we can forgive those drivers. They're not weaving through Friday traffic on the highway home from work. This is a Formula One race getting underway. The sport is governed by FIA, F-I-A, or the International Automobile Federation, and today in Monaco, FIA announced a couple of new rules. First, starting in 2013, Formula One car engines must be four-cylinder, 1.6-liter direct injection engines. Now, that may not mean much to us mortal run-of-the-mill drivers, but the change could help cut the circuit's fuel consumption by 35%. Second, next year, Formula One race cars will be allowed to have movable rear wings. No joke, the wings kick in when a driver is overtaking another car up ahead. Tough to do ordinarily. The wings provide an aerodynamic boost. These race cars travel at speeds of up to 220 miles per hour. So for our quiz today, we wonder how long would it take to drive around the Earth at that speed, 220 miles an hour? How long would it take you to drive one lap along the equator if you could? Now, speed is of the essence on the road, and in your answer right now, no time even to get out the calculator. If you could drive at the top Formula One speed once around the equator, not even stopping for red lights, it would take 4 days, 17 hours, just about 5 days to travel the 24,901.55 miles. And that's the answer to the GeoQuiz today, 5 days, with or without the new movable rear wings.